My Beloved Masters, composed by Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Shri Srimad Bhakti Prakash Aranya Goswami Maharaj. Intelligence Beyond Education. Shri Srimad Bhakti Prakash Aranya Goswami Maharaj never took a break from chanting the names of Shri Hari, speaking Shri Hari's glories and pastimes, or serving Shri Hari. He was fully engaged in these activities for all 24 hours of the day. Without fail, he would ask all those who approached him a question pertaining to Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. He spared no one in this. Somehow or other, he would always initiate a spiritual discussion. When I first came to the mutt, I received the good fortune of having his darshan. The moment he saw me, he asked, "What is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam?" After I recited the verse, he asked me the meaning of the word Shushushraya. At the time, I did not know so much, but I repeated to him whatever I had grasped. Afterwards, he handed me a newsletter and said, "Read this thoroughly, make corrections to it, and rewrite it eloquently." Owing to Vaishnava etiquette and some internal fear, I did not ask him why he ordered me, a very new devotee, to edit his newsletter. Later, I questioned his godbrother, Shri Udharan Prabhu. "Srila Maharaj knows so much himself. Why, then, did he choose me to edit this newsletter?" I told him, "I am inexperienced." "Are Baba, don't you know?" Shri Udharan Prabhu replied, "Shri Aranya Maharaj is illiterate. He cannot read or write at all." When I heard this, I could not contain my surprise. From then on, each time I heard Shri Aranya Goswami Maharaj discourses or converse with him, this surprise only increased. His Harikatha humbled even highly esteemed scholars, and consequently, these intellectuals viewed him as their superior. No one could have imagined, even in a dream, that he could be illiterate. Stern yet affectionate instructions. As per the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj would collect monthly donations from many places. He would also regularly visit my Guru Maharaj, Shri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, while Guru Maharaj was staying in a rented house prior to joining the mutt. On one such visit, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj brought his godbrother, Shripad Kirtan Prabhu, along with him. Seeing the portrait of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the hall of Guru Maharaj's home, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj asked Guru Maharaj, "Do you feel happy upon seeing this very beautiful portrait of Srimad Mahaprabhu?" "Yes, Maharaji," Guru Maharaj replied, "I do." Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj gravely asked, "Is it the duty of Srimad Mahaprabhu to please you by remaining present here, or should you be the one making endeavors to please him?" He further inquired, "You have accepted Srila Prabhupada as your spiritual master. What arrangements have you made for his cooking?" Guru Maharaj replied, "I have appointed an Odia Brahmin to cook for me. He is responsible for everything related to kitchen services." Hearing this, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj confronted Guru Maharaj, saying, "Have your hands been eaten by crocodiles? Why are you unable to cook bhoga and offer it to Bhagwan on your own without the help of others?" Before Guru Maharaj could respond, Shripad Kirtan Prabhu whispered to Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj, "You should not speak to him like this. He comes from an affluent family. It is irrational to expect him to be able to do all the cooking himself. He has no experience with such things. Your harsh statements may make him lose faith in the Gaudiya Math and become dissatisfied with us." Although Shripad Kirtan Prabhu was quietly whispering, Guru Maharaj could hear everything. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj became even more displeased after hearing Shripad Kirtan Prabhu's statement and said, "If I will not tell him, then who will? He is my godbrother, and I therefore possess the right to say anything I wish to him at any time." Guru Maharaj became overwhelmed with joy to hear this. The mamata, possessive affection, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj displayed for him was unprecedented. And for this reason, Guru Maharaj remained eternally grateful to him throughout his life. Once they departed, Guru Maharaj arranged for new pots to be brought to his home, and he refused to eat for the 2 days it took for them to be collected. From then onward, he himself cooked and offered bhoga. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj always taught that Bhagwan's name and deity form, which includes his portrait, are non-different from Bhagwan himself. Guru Maharaj accepted this teaching with firm faith and always demonstrated through his own conduct the standard by which one should show proper respect to the images of Bhagwan and his pure devotees. He did not frivolously place such images here and there, nor did he allow any of his disciples to engage in such irresponsible conduct. He sent the oil painting of Sriman Mahaprabhu that had adorned his wall to Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, where it was kept on a chariot during every Nagar Sankirtan procession organized by the Math. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj never said anything simply to appease anyone. He spoke only the truth, and that too in such a way that it brought about all auspiciousness for everyone who heard it. Warning against the misuse of Krishna's property. Whenever Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj collected donations, he would speak to people in a distinctive manner. He would never approach donors timidly, nor would he persuade them through flattery. Rather, his attitude was Asura Lutiya Khaye Krishnere Samsar. Demons loot this world, which belongs to Krishna, and devour everything. He would explain to potential donors, those who do not utilize their wealth in Krishna's service, which rightfully belongs to him, are considered demons. Behaving dishonorably, they steal what is his and use it for their own indulgence. As a punishment for their thievery, they become increasingly entangled in the vicious web of this material world. He would then ask those potential donors to ensure their welfare by graciously offering something for the service of Bhagwan. He would also say, "Do not think you are obliging me through offering alms to me. Instead, you should consider yourself to be grateful that I have accepted the responsibility of utilizing your offerings in the service of Bhagwan." Speaking on the inspiration of Sri Guru, once Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj went with Sri Srimad Bhakti Hridayavan Goswami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, at that time Sri Haigri Brahmachari, to preach at Baripad College in Odisha. While Srila Van Goswami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj delivered their lectures, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj sat chanting Harinam for nearly 2 hours in front of a portrait of Srila Prabhupada positioned on the dais. When it was his turn to speak, he prefaced his Harikatha by saying, "I am completely illiterate. I have nothing of my own to say. I will simply speak before you whatever my Guru Pad Padma, Srila Prabhupada, inspires me to speak." Everyone present that day was incredibly moved by his Harikatha. Srila Prabhupada's mercy for a sincere performer of Anukirtan. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj once told me, "One day I asked Srila Prabhupada if there was some specific service I could perform for him." "Yes," he answered, "you should always preach the message of Sriman Mahaprabhu and the Gaudiya Vaishnav Acharyas everywhere." "I am totally illiterate," I replied. "How can I possibly preach?" Srila Prabhupada responded, "Simply repeat whatever you have heard from the lips of the Vaishnavas. Always strive to perform Anukirtan, Kirtan under guidance. Bhagwan personally inspired his simple-hearted devotees." It is on the strength of this instruction and Srila Prabhupada's mercy that he remained fearless and constantly traveled everywhere performing Kirtan of his Vani, divine message. Sometimes I see that scholars become stunned when they hear persons like myself repeat Srila Prabhupada's words. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I managed to remember the titles of books, the verses therein, those verses, page numbers, and other such details. If anyone asks me to cite references as evidence, I tell him which verse number to search for in a particular book, and then prove my point once he has found the verse. His humble faith in Guru Maharaj. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj was adorned with a natural humility. Although he was senior, he always had great love for and faith in Guru Maharaj. Srila Maharaj faithfully sent many of his renowned disciples to Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. He would write our Guru Maharaj a letter saying, "I have sent my disciples to you so that he may become thoroughly entrenched in the conceptions of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. By staying in the association of you and your disciples, he will receive ample opportunity to learn. I never manage to teach anything to those who stay with me. I would be pleased if you could kindly accept the responsibility of teaching him." Spiritual perspectives on normal matters. Once, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj was manifesting a sickness pastime. One brahmachari took him to see a doctor. After the doctor prescribed him some medicine, they returned to the mud. The next morning, the brahmachari asked Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj how he was feeling. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj responded by quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita: "Na jayate mriyate va kadachin, nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuya, ajo nityam shashvato ayam purano, na hanyate hanye mane sharire." The soul neither takes birth nor does he die, nor is he affected by the repeated growth and dwindling of the body. He is unborn, eternal and ever-existing. Though primeval, he remains ever youthful. When the body is destroyed, the soul is not annihilated. He said, according to Bhagavan's own words, the soul is not a material entity. How then can it become sick? Do you think I am a material entity? Am I not a soul? The brahmachari was rendered speechless. He later approached me, saying, "One must carefully consider one's words before speaking to Srila Maharaj. You are bound to get in trouble if you ask him anything in a normal manner. All attempts must be made to fulfill a Vaishnava's request." One evening, Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj arrived rather late to our Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math in Vrindavan. At that time, the in charge of the math, my godbrother, Sri Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, served him prasadam. When Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj asked if there was any milk, Sri Puri Maharaj replied, "Maharaj, there is no more milk. If I had known you were coming, I would have saved you some. Please forgive me." "What?" Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj exclaimed. "How is it possible there is no milk in Madha Maharaj Math?" In fear of this reaction, Srila Puri Maharaj rushed to purchase milk from a nearby tea shop. When he offered it to Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj, Srila Maharaj asked, "Where did this milk come from all of a sudden?" And then gave him an instruction. If somebody asks for something, it is improper to simply say there is none left without making an effort to arrange for more. The behavior of pure devotees is not to be imitated. I once accompanied Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj to the bus station in Krishnanagar to see him off to Mayapur. As he was getting on the bus, the conductor told him to purchase a ticket. Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj became upset and replied, "What? A ticket? Whose bus is this? Who is demanding a fare and from whom are they demanding it? Asura lutya khaye Krishna samsar. Everything belongs to my Krishna and this bus is no exception. I am not an ordinary servant of his. I serve him with the utmost love and affection. Instead of asking me for money, you should give money to me to employ in Sri Krishna's service." He then brushed past the conductor and sat down. We should not even dream of imitating Srila Aranya Goswami Maharaj's conduct. Although some may perceive him as arrogant, after serious and impartial deliberation on his intentions, one can plainly see that everything he said or did was grounded in an unadulterated truth. He was straightforward and sometimes became angry, but his anger was never lasting. He would become happy and contented after only a short while. the impact of a moment of his association. Once, as Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj was performing parikrama of the Sri Govind Dev temple in Vrindavan, a Mayavadi sannyasi approached him and said, "Om Namo Narayana," which means, "I offer my respects to you who are Narayan himself." Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj furiously chastised that sannyasi. "You are a hypocrite. You consider the living entity and Bhagwan to be one. You live in Vrindavan but have never heard a single thing from the true residents of Braj. You are so offensive. You consider yourself to be Brahm, but you are unaware of the simple fact that Brahm is merely the effulgence of Bhagwan's divine body. Come with me. I will arrange for your food and give you a place to stay. Your only duty will be to hear Harikatha and try to properly follow the conclusions of the scriptures." The Mayavadi sannyasi was quite shaken up by Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj's statement, but he followed Srila Maharaj to the mud just as he was instructed. When they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mud, Srila Maharaj asked for my godbrother, Sri Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj. When he was informed that Srila Puri Maharaj had stepped out, Srila Maharaj told one of the mud's brahmacharis to bring white garments for the Mayavadi sannyasis to wear. When the white garments were brought, Srila Maharaj asked the Mayavadi sannyasi to change his garb. He then told the brahmachari, "Tell Puri Maharaj that Aranya Maharaj has brought this man to the mud and that he should instruct him in the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, whereby this man's birth in human species shall become a worthy success." The Mayavadi sannyasi was simple and sincere. He solemnly followed Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj's instructions and eventually became an excellent sevak. Later, he admitted to me, "Earlier, I ignorantly accepted and repeated whatever philosophies were put before me, but now I accept teachings only after careful deliberation." This incident demonstrated the extent of Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj's fearlessness, as well as the immensely positive impact even a moment's association with him bestows. The vast difference between the consciousness of a realized devotee and that of a neophyte. Once, Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj stayed in our Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt in Krishnanagar for a few days, until he suddenly set off for Mayapur one morning. When he arrived in Shida Mayapur, I requested him to stay in Guru Maharaj Bhajan Kutir. Happily accepting my proposal, he removed his wooden shoes on the veranda outside Guru Maharaj's room and went inside. Sometime later, after bathing with the hot water I provided, he came out and asked, "Where are my shoes?" I replied, "Maharaji, they are here, right where you have left them." "No, these are not my shoes," he said. I was confused. "These must be your shoes, Maharaji. I saw you wear them up here. None of us living in the mutt wear our shoes on Guru Maharaj veranda." As soon as I said this, he realized what had actually happened. He gravely picked up the shoes and placed them on his head in great respect. In a heartbreaking voice, he said, "The Vaishnav shoes will always remain on my head," and recited a verse from the scriptures. Jnana avalambaka kechit, kechit karma avalambaka, vayam tu hari dasanam pad taranavalambaka. Shri Padyavali 58. Some follow the path of Jnana, while others follow the path of karma. We, however, are simply the carriers of the shoes of Sri Hari's servants. He explained the meaning of the verse and lamented, "Alas, alas, I have mistakenly worn a Vaishnav's shoes. I am so unfortunate to have touched a Vaishnav's shoes with my feet. May the Vaishnav Thakur, who owns these shoes, forgive me." He did not simply slip on those shoes and think, "What difference does it make now? I have already worn them here." Rather, he internalized his mistake and never wore them again. He put them in a bag and, some days later, returned barefoot by bus to Krishnanagar, where he returned them to their owner and prayed for his forgiveness. Such was his elevated consciousness. I happened to visit our Krishnanagar mud some days before he departed Mayapur. There, A brahmachari told me, a crazy sannyasi came and took my shoes. But it is fine because I am using his shoes. When I heard this, I was able to grasp just how expansive the gulf of difference was between etiquette, humility, realization and conduct of Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj and that of the unmindful brahmachari. Encouraging others to serve according to their nature. At one point, Srila Bhakti Prakash Aranya Gosai Maharaj exhibited the pastime of having an ocular disease that affected his vision and made it difficult for him to recognize people. Guru Maharaj arranged for his treatment in a hospital in Kolkata and sent me to see to Srila Maharaj's needs. A specialist at the hospital told me, before operating on his eyes, we must first control his diabetes. In order to do this, we need to manage his diet, and so his food must come from the hospital. I told the specialist, Srila Maharaj will not eat hospital food. We can prepare and provide him with whatever foods you advise. The doctor accepted my proposal, and I began bringing Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj food prepared in the mutt specially for him. The day of Sri Ankut Mahotsav eventually came, and a grand festival was held at our mutt in Kolkata. Sri Amiya Rai, a female disciple of Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj, was in attendance at the festival. She honored prasadam in the mutt and packed some to take to her family members at home. On her way home, she stopped by the hospital to see her Gurudev. By providence, Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj was accepting prasadam at that time. Seeing her Gurudev taking simple prasad, she became upset and said, "Today's Ankut, what kind of prasad are they serving you?" Before Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj could answer her, Sri Amiya Rai filled his plate with the Ankut prasad meant for her family. At her insistence, Srila Maharaj honored some of the prasad. His blood sugar increased, and the date of his operation was postponed as a result. The specialist told me, the food you are giving Maharaj is more regulated than what he would have received from the hospital. But please explain to him that he is not to accept food from anyone's hand but yours. When I conveyed the specialist's order to Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj, he told me, look, there are two ways of serving. According to one's own desire, as permitted within the scope of scriptural injunctions, and with the consideration of what is the most beneficial for the object of our service. Amiya Rai understands only the former. She serves according what she feels is best for herself. She is not yet advanced enough to practice the latter, in which she would serve according to what is best for her object of service. Anyway, I will do as you and the specialist say. Once Srila Maharaj's sugar level returned to normal, the doctor performed the operation, and Srila Maharaj regained his normal eyesight after only a few days. Affectionate exchanges between God brothers. Following the completion of Sri Braj Mandal Parikrama 1 year, a number of us travelled by train from Mathura to Kolkata in a private reserved coach. On the way, Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj asked, has anyone brought milk for me? His godbrother, Sri Narayan Mukhopadhyay, teased him, saying, isn't it a mother's duty to carry milk on a journey for her thirsty child? Is your mother travelling with us, Maharaj? Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj remained silent. When the train stopped in Kanpur a short while later, I asked Shripad Krishna Keshav Brahmachari, another disciple of Srila Prabhupada, for his 2.5-liter lota, a flask, and went to purchase milk from the station. When I placed the lota of milk in Srila Aranya Gosai Maharaj's hands, he said to his godmother, Narayanda, look, where did this milk come from? Do the Vaishnav not proclaim that within the heart of a Vaishnav is the love and affection of countless millions of mothers? Whose desires then are not fulfilled by these Vaishnavs who are like fish-fulfilling trees? All the devotees present in the coach were delighted by the insight they reaped as a result of hearing such affectionate exchanges between these two godbrothers. Bhagwan will provide. Srila Arani Gosai Maharaj was firmly established in the primary meaning of the word Vairagya.
Visheshte Parampurusha Raga, or a special attachment to a supreme person.
And so it was only natural that he was endowed with his secondary meaning as well.
Vigata Raga, or the absence of worldly attachment.
He always kept only 3 sets of clothes. If he ever acquired more clothes than he needed, he would give them away rather than store them for later use. He would tell me, "If I make a habit of keeping extra garments for myself, I will turn into sense enjoyer." Bhagwan has solemnly promised in Bhagavad Gita 9.22, "Ananyas chintyomam ye jana paryupasate, tesham nitya bhuktanam yokshem vahamyaham." For those who are devoid of other desires, who are always absorbed in contemplation of me, and who always worship me, I personally carry their necessities and preserve what they presently have. Bhagwan is everywhere. By his desire, whatever I need will become available at the very moment I need it. Why should I hoard things? If I do not trust in the words of Bhagwan, then what good will hearing the scriptures, associating with sadhus, and performing sadhan bhajan do for me, even if done for many years? By personally bringing milk for Srila Madhavendra Puri Goswami, Bhagwan has demonstrated that he will provide whatever necessities his devotees require. The time of my death is nearing. If not now, then when will I develop faith in the words of Bhagwan and his intimate companions? Elevated reverence for Vaishnavas. One day in Kolkata, my godbrother, Sri Veerbhadra Prabhu, called me over and said, "Look, Maharaj, even though they are Srila Prabhupada's disciples and incredibly senior to us, Srila Arani Gosai Maharaj and Sri Jagmohan Prabhu are removing all the Vaishnavas' shoes from the shoe rack one by one and paying their respects to them." I was astounded to see this. I thought, what reverence they have for the Vaishnavas. Srila Arani Gosai Maharaj would always tell us to be careful to maintain an attitude of service toward Bhagwan and his devotees,
and not one of indulgence.
After that day, I stopped keeping my shoes on the rack. I considered it better to risk them being stolen than to commit an offense to these two Vaishnavas. Serving the Vaishnavas to their satisfaction. During one Ekadashi in the Hyderabad branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, one of the Math's brahmacharis, who was an expert cook, prepared fried peanuts, a vegetable dish containing peanuts, coconut, raisins, almonds and cashews, papaya payasam,
a grainless milk-based sweet dish,
with nuts as well as number of other delicious preparations. As everyone was honoring prasad, Srila Arani Gosai Maharaj commended the cook. "The dishes you prepared were wonderful," he told me. "Everyone is praising your cooking." He then asked, "But what shall I eat? I have no teeth." Srila Maharaj then caught hold of the brahmachari's ear and gave it a good twist. He said, "Scriptures state, Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasadu Sadanna Tripta Haribhakta Sangan Kriteva Triptim Bhajateva Sadeva Vande Guru Shri Charanara Vindam Shri Guru Ashtakam 4. I adore the lotus feet of Shri Guru, who feels much contentment in satisfying Shri Hari's devotees with the 4 kinds of Bhagavat Prasad, that which is chewed, sucked, licked and drunk. If you wish to properly serve the Vaishnava with your cooking, you must prepare all 4 types of prasad. Otherwise, not everyone will be satisfied and your service will be considered incomplete." His astonishing disappearance past time. Srila Arani Gosai Maharaj was always preoccupied with preaching. Wherever he found himself, be it in a car, horse buggy, bus, the math or a devotee's home,
he always spoke Harikatha.
I witnessed this firsthand each time I received the opportunity to travel with him. His Harikatha possessed an extraordinary appeal. Once you started listening, to get up to perform some other service before he had finished speaking was difficult even painful. He would say, Srila Prabhupada ordered me to always preach, and he never stopped preaching even when he was unable to walk properly and his vision was severely impaired. Wherever he was, he would arrange a Harikatha festival and invite all the locals. Srila Maharaj left his body while speaking Harikatha on Safala Ekadashi in the village of Dhalatika near the city of Basirhat, Mahakuma in West Bengal. At that time, he was sitting on the Vyasasana explaining the verses Sarvadharman Parityajye from Bhagavad Gita 18.66 and Tav Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.31.9. When I heard about his disciplined pastime, I was reminded of a verse quoted in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adikhand 7.136. Anayasena maranam vina dainyam jivanam anaradita govinda charanasya katham bhavet. How is it possible for one who has never worshipped the lotus feet of Sri Govinda to live comfortably and die in peace?
A eulogy for Sri Srimad Bhakti Prakash Aranya Maharaj,
composed under the editorship of Sri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. A recipient of the Lord's unprecedented mercy. The Shastra state, Ante Narayana Smriti, in the end, one ought to remember Narayan. Thus, the fact that Pujyapad Sri Bhakti Prakash Aranya Maharaj, while manifesting his disciplined pastime, used his last breath to utter the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.9, beginning Tav Kathamritam, which was spoken by the gopis when they were overcome with separation from Sri Krishna, illustrated that he was the recipient of the unprecedented mercy of Krishna and his associates. A living mridanga, Sripad Aranya Maharaj, a divine personality infused with the potency of his most worshipful Sri Gurupad Padma, was one of the principal champions, a living mridanga, so to speak, in Srila Prabhupada's Sri Chaitanya Vani Sankirtan Yajna, the ceremonial and congregational propagation of Sri Chaitanya's divine message. A preacher of pure devotion. Although he did not receive much in the way of formal education, he has become immortalized in the esteem of learned society, for until the last moment of his life, he helped revive the purest form of knowledge through his dauntless conviction in Sri Krishna Kirtan, which gave life to its bright spiritual enlightenment. Even highly educated and authoritative graduates, teachers and administrators were mesmerized by his unprecedented and specialized explanation of pure devotion, which is devoid of all pursuit of erudition and fruitative action. As a result of hearing his Bhagavad Katha,
whether rich, aristocratic, noble and highly intellectual or ordinary,
destitute or uneducated, attained the rare fortune of taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's most worshipful lotus feet. He was also a recipient of Srila Prabhupada's supreme grace for his tremendous assistance in collecting funds on behalf of Srila Prabhupada for accentuating the magnificence of Sri Dham, the maintenance of mutts and temples, and facilitating the printing of many books and magazines. A fearless and impartial speaker, his Harikatha, which teemed with the terminology used by Srila Prabhupada, stunned and delighted those who had taken shelter of pure devotion. He was a fearless and impartial speaker when it came to refuting non-devotional notions and establishing the conclusive truths of pure bhakti. Verily, he was a blazing, deadly sun to all darkness that attempted to obscure the true conception of Shuddha Bhakti. Additionally, he astonished all by his unparalleled powers of memory, which he gloriously retained right up to his final moments. His exemplary conduct. Originally, his home was in a village called Ganga Rampur in the district of Yashohara, West Bengal. He was a householder at the time he became attracted by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, the founder of Sri Gaudiya Math Institution. In a short time, he renounced his householder life in an act of exemplary conduct that is echoed in Srimad Bhagavatam's description of Jad Bharat. Yo dustajyan darasutan surit rajyam hridisprasha jaho yuvo malavad uttam shloka lalasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.14.43. Although he was in his youth, he gave up all that is difficult to renounce: his wife, children, friends, kingdom, and everything else dear to him, as if he were stool, for he longed to perform bhajan of Shri Bhagwan, who is glorified by the choicest of hymns. Our prayers to him. Pujyapad Maharaj displayed genuine camaraderie and constant goodwill toward not only Srila Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples, but also those who found Srila Prabhupada's teachings and conduct to be favorable. Today, having lost such a bosom friend and an idol Vaishnav, we are all deeply afflicted. Our praise is that while he is forever absorbed in the service of his eternally cherished Sri Guru Pad Padma, he may bless us to attain the unique services for which we yearn. Excerpts from articles published in Sri Chaitanya Vani, Year 6, Volume 12.